This is Roberta. My name is Ruby Ferguson. Episode number one is here. Our topic today is discover your inner genius to find out better. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
You can shine brightest, give the world the greatest value, attract the greatest wealth, and feel most fulfilled when you do things with your genius. The world and yourself will benefit more if your genius is awake and needed. Here are five things you can do to recognize and awaken your inner genius and use its power. In order to clarify the professional direction, I have developed these four questions that allow you to collect hard data about your inner geniuses. You realize you're a genius because you think you are. You will notice a trend as your answers evolve over time, which will help you discover your genius by working on what you like to do. The most important thing in answering these four questions and discovering your genius is to understand what you really love and how it brings you life and vitality. Once you start acknowledging your own genius, you will be able to do it with your children. Start using affirmations as positive statements that you can repeat over and over again to reinforce the changes you want to make in your thinking. Activate your inner genius by taking an hour every day to concentrate on improving your love of what you love and what you want to do. The only act of revealing creative genius is to force oneself into creation. This challenge will take a lot to overcome, but if you are inspired by it, you will wake up your inner geniuses to help you quit. Genius comes when you show up on the road with enough time and average ideas. The skills in your genius zone are the things you do all the time, the funny things that pay you. Read on to find out how to improve the ingenious part of your brain using scientifically sound, proven techniques. I believe there are steps you can take to shape the craft and process of creative discovery not only for your children, but also for yourself. Leave an answer to this frequently asked question and let us know if you have found any other ways to activate your enjoyment page in the comments below. The answer to question 2 shows that if you work hard, you think you can do more, but if you don't get into your genius zone, it's important to take the task out of your routine and your future plans as quickly as possible. The problem is that as we age, society beats the genius out of us. We are all some kind of genius, but many of us have life experiences at home, at school and at work that have done little to confirm this. The social conditioning of living a life on shoulders that many people do not live in accordance with their highest values makes them blind to genius. One of the main reasons people live their whole lives in sleep mode with their genius mind is that they are afraid. This is a biological way to protect us from danger, but the absence of a saber-toothed tiger lurking at every corner can affect our ability to do the best we can in daily life. Since we cannot see our talents and geniuses in the mirror, we do not believe that they exist. The special thing about geniuses is that they believe they are geniuses, because when they get involved in something, they feel good about it. I have observed that every human being has a unique and powerful way of thinking about the problems and challenges they face. This is not the only thing that happens when you rally around people who believe in the same thing that you believe in, get upset about it, and support the work that you believe in. I know this because I have helped people to find clarity in their work and their lives so that they can focus on what is most important: success, meaning, and joy. How to run a microbusiness with the help of those who have previously run microbusinesses, and how to use this help. I am grateful for this book to stimulate your creativity. The reason for this trend, he says, is that you will find that your inner ingenuity has a different way of describing what the best entrepreneurs think. In The War of the Arts, Stephen Pressfield explains that the Romans used the word genius to designate an inner spirit that is holy and inviolable that watches over us and guides us in our vocation. In Greek and Roman times, genius was seen as the inner spirit in you, in your heart. Discover Your Genius was created to give young people the chance to solve real business problems, to find career paths and to grow at a personal level from the comfort of their own homes and schools. By activating your inner genius, you reprogram your prefrontal cortex to be the CEO of your brain, the part that helps to control your behavior and decision-making process. Discover Your Genius took place for the first time in October 2019 under the name Find Your Genius. One would expect that if one is a genius, this would come out in some way in certain areas, but the details that one sees are filtered to confirm his assumptions. The data I collected from the four questions showed me that I was far from my genius.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ruby Ferguson. Adios.